But I guess that if I could, in my own mind, like, represent to myself the connection between those sorts of things or what you're doing.
Right.
Regarding basically the access to, in this case, audio, and the ability to have lots of access to lots of audio and to try and process all of that access and not give it all its own space fully, like you would if it was on a record or something. That's what I like about this podcast. It seems like it just jumps around. And but you already know what it is. Like the ADD, right?
Right.
Yeah. The ADD, right?
Right.
Yeah. The ADD, right?
Right.
Just, that's how people are nowadays.
Talking about his upcoming record, Incense and Wine.
Yeah.
Which is super sick. Sick. Miles.
Sickening.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you spending your time doing this.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Lawrence as well.
Yeah, man. I love Lawrence.
Here in the middle of a film to find myself one of the actors. The chief has asked me to his house for dinner. Around 8, Rogers. Help yourself to a drink, Rogers. He gestured to the drink wagon. There's Keefe, of course, if you want it.
I have a family history here. Both my parents are from Kansas and Missouri, even though I didn't grow up here. So there might be some, like, background, imagined, spiritual connection that I hold on to tightly.
Yeah. So also for the listeners, if you're hearing some weird thumping, Miles and I debated.
We're in a brothel.
we debated on where we were going to record, and we're in the basement of the tap room. So there might be some walking above us. We told everyone and we kicked them out.
Yeah.
So this is our zone for the time being. I thought it would be a little more, we all have kind of some history here. And
yeah, no.
You know, it seems.
Yeah, it's... if I could say real quick, what a couple thoughts came to mind when as I looked over here at the DJ performance area down here, and like one of them was I was recently twittering, I guess, with Steven Yantis, who is older than me, but like by that I mean he had shows on KJHK when I used to live here, and he and Matthew Herman, I guess, I'm surprised they just came up with both their first and last names.
Yeah, that was impressive.
We're DJing here one night, and I didn't know anything about soul like at all, and they're playing all these records. And I was just amazed by it. And I listened to a mix that he made me since then. And I'm surprised at how much I've learned. But just to say, like, my time in Lawrence, and I think a lot of people's time in Lawrence is centered around growth. And sometimes it's cool to look back and realize how far in one direction or another you've gone. Like you said, how to keep up with what's going on, good or bad. You know, it's like my music. Like, I'm not surprised people never heard of me. I don't really care. That's not my goal. My goal is, like, if they would enjoy it, that they have the opportunity to enjoy it. But in general, I mean, there's just so many things out there, from film to art to writers to photographers. I mean, there's no way to keep up with all the independent music in the world.
Right. Expose yourself to it.
Yeah.
You take the good, you just leave the crap. But
that's the best part about the digital life in general, right. I think, is access to whatever it is you're looking for. Like, someone asked me to research something the other day, and I was thinking, And then when I finally took the second to be like, okay, I'll Google it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You Google it. And they didn't mean, like, go to the library.
Right.
But it really is that easy. You mm-hmm. type in a couple phrases, mm-hmm. and especially as more experience at it, and then you have right. a good 10 amazing resources. Like,
I don't know, but I really don't like it, and I'm not going to go.
So you're going to quit?
Nuh-uh. Not really. I'm just going to stop going.
And I was talking to someone about that today. Like, I haven't had cable TV for a while because, for a lot of reasons, but if I had to choose between cable TV and the internet, it'd be the internet all day.
Oh, hands down, yeah.
And I realized, though, that some people would choose cable because they're not interested in pursuing knowledge. And I think that's what the real benefit of the internet is pursuing knowledge and pursuing sounds, mm-hmm. Sound effects, pursuing...
Hey, yo, Ice, man, I'm working on this term paper for college. What's the First Amendment? Freedom of speech! Freedom of speech! Freedom of speech!
What is my impetus for creating and being involved in music publicly?
Sure.
Is the possibility that through my enjoyment of a song or creating a song, that other people may enjoy it as well. Like, I really feel like my main role is as public servant.
That's gonna be so fucking loud.
Is it?
Oh, man. And you're about to make a really good point. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For a moment. Just stretch, just stress, just let your body take you in new directions. Just stress, just let your body take you in.
As long as I am relatively happy, I'll keep doing whatever I think is like
right.
the best decision at that time. And it's yep. never about making your money back because
sure.
you're gonna drive yourself crazy. If you treat it like a business, and then the art suffers, which is the problem with the current state of the music industry and all that, because, and especially, you know what I loved about hip-hop becoming, well, when it becomes less popular, and because people stop making money, the best parts about that is the people that are doing it for the money's sake
right.
will drop out.
Right.
And that is a wonderful moment.
Right.
Because as much as I like people expressing themselves, if you're not expressing yourself because of the expression in itself, how much good does it do for the world?
We're now sitting in my station wagon next to Salito Lindo.
Yo, look, can I tell you about this place? Since this is a Lawrence-based podcast, is this Salito Lindo now?
I think it is.
All right, back when I was still in high school, my cousin had gone to KU, and he was the president. He was the cultural chairman of his fraternity. He was very non-Miles Bonney-ish, but he was a partier. And he took me here when it was Dos Hombres and treated me to a few... large pitchers of Long Island iced teas and some other things, and I had probably rarely drank before at all, so that definitely convinced me I needed to come to KU at the time. But this is the parking lot where we took a picture behind this car of he and I posing when he was joking that we should start a rap group because he was really into 311, and this was before It Sounds Good or any of that, so I think it's kind of cool thinking back to like I actually was part of a rap group, but I do have a soft spot for this parking lot.
Just try this.
Did you see Bill O'Reilly and Jon Stewart on the Bill O'Reilly show recently?
No, I didn't.
It was awesome. It's on my Facebook page, but I'll send you a link.
Yeah,
I didn't know what happened either because I don't have cable, but it was really amazing. in exchange of minds.
Was it just kind of like the dialogue between them was
really intense? I think what I liked was they get along. Like, they really like each other, which is not something I would have known. But I have my favorite thing at this point in my life, one of the favorite things, is like exchange of minds. Like, just seeing how two people bounce off each other. And the fact that Bill O'Reilly can be Bill O'Reilly-ish, but not as harsh as normal. And then Jon Stewart can be very concise, yet witty, yet quick in responding and holding Bill O'Reilly and getting his crew to even laugh. It was just a really interesting, because when you consider the political times we're in right now and cultural, to have those people talking to each other is a really big event, even if it isn't significant, conservatively, politically, within the current, the structure of government. Focused.
Get ready. We're going to do a rapid fire round right
now. ADD.
Favorite food?
A really, really good pizza from New York.
First record that changed your life?
Sketches of Spain with Miles Davis.
First kiss.
Some girl I wasn't a girlfriend with at another friend's party in high school. And I was holding up my hat, like, I thought that was my way of being, like, small or cautious. Or something.
First reason you decided to grow a beard?
Subconsciously, maybe because my dad had one, so it was never really a big deal. Second issue would be that it was the opposite of shaving.
Ah, yes. First pair of shoes you really loved?
I don't know, but with the way your memory can be skewed over time, I still have a pair of Kermit the Frog shoes that my daughter now wears.
That's
from when I was 2.
Favorite t-shirt?
Oh, geez. Now I'm all like a nostalgia world. Let me think. Currently, I only, 50% of the time I wear black American Apparel larges.
What's your political affiliation?
I don't really know. I'd like to pinpoint that. I'd say progressive in general, just in terms of the idea of moving forward towards whatever does people the most good. It's definitely not, I guess I've learned over the last year that like conservative is small government and liberal is the idea of big government. Maybe that's a conservative perspective, but if that's the truth, I'd say whatever genuinely wants to benefit individuals is fine, which is hard. I guess what I've learned the last couple of weeks is that there's really no truth, which makes it hard to then present the truth, especially for someone who's only interested in truth. A little confusing.
I guess if you just love people and you just want to take care of people, that's people first.
Yeah.
The way
I would say spirits first, but agreed. Same along the same lines. I want people to respect other people's lives.
Sure.
That's it.
I agree. So then, you say spirits. Are you religious?
I'm not religious. I am a believer that it's pretty basic. Basically, I think we're all spirits who are housed within bodies, and the two are separate, and that in this lifetime, our spirits are housing a body for a period of time, and so that is considered your life.
So what really gets you focused? Like, what gets you going? Like, what really revs your engine creatively?
New ideas.
But new ideas as in, like, in any form?
Yeah, things I haven't thought of before. Mm-hmm. I tend to have a lot of respect for people who know things that I don't, mm-hmm. point blank, regardless of what it is. And especially if it's in an area that I'm interested in, like... I mean, whatever. I like art. I like seeing other people doing things that are. I like people being genuine.
Yeah, put that on. Hey, yo, DJ, can you play something I can dance to?
I don't like things that I feel are put on. I feel like a lot of our exciting culture and trends and musicians we like and politics and all that, there's a certain amount of our, to people that are interested in being popular, they're really interested in those people who are able to manipulate others effectively, but they don't know enough to know that that's what's going on.
Sure.
So people like myself, I look out on the world and I say, hey, you're really good at presenting this sort of perspective, but what the other people don't realize is that perspective is a big waste of time because it doesn't really go anywhere. It just has a life. It has a shelf life of popularity. And after that popularity is over, nothing has been accomplished other than your popularity. So that is not my interest.
You should call me uncle. I understand. I'm backed by popular demand. That new CL slide. Outside of Popeyes, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, come holla at your uncle. I understand.
My interest is, if I could do anything with what I'm doing publicly, it would be to inspire others to do whatever they want to do. And beyond that, to prove that other things are possible other than what is currently going on at the time that I'm doing them. Because I never go out and do things that are already being done, because then they don't need to be done. So that's kind of how I pursue it.
So then, all right, just back on the creativity beat and whatnot, then, like, where did you start with this new record?
I started years ago when I was making beats. Basically, we finished what was the last Release Sounds Good album, Biscuits and Gravy, and in that time, since I was the producer and I made beats, we were recording with Jazz in his new studio, and he had Pro Tools.
You ever seen someone who rode with Mayweather? Rhyme like Ricky Hatton, smash whatever you throw, thousand is what I'm back.
And it took so long for us to... Jazz developed this interest in tracking out beats, which is essentially... beats in hip-hop are composed of many layers. You have a kick, a snare, etc. And they're all kind of on these lines that are on top of each other in a visual graph of time, shall you say. So he wanted to track them out, which means to record each sound individually so it could be mixed perfectly. And that wasn't really my interest. But in order to save time, I thought, hey, if this is the next step, I should buy Pro Tools, and I should learn how to do things in tracks.
In the samurai's code of conduct, discipline is everything. The goal is to release the arrow with perfect form. If the form is true.
So then after that was done, I started making beats in Pro Tools, which basically meant just the same way I would in an MPC as I had previously, but being able to just loop things. And you do have greater control of the characteristics of each sound. You can make the lows lower, the highs higher, psst, or ooh, you know, to those people who don't know anything about it. In each sound, so you can create a different feel. So I made all these beats, and I was like, these are the best beats I've ever made. So I just stopped making beats.
Yeah.
And that was around the same time that I did Smell Smoke, which was also because of the end of Sounds Good. I was like, I need to do something on beats. And then the Smell Smoke thing took on this like German European edge that I started being able to sing over people's stuff. So I didn't really make any beats. So I didn't need to. All of a sudden I went from being a guy who made, who wanted to make beats I liked, to being able to listen to someone else's beats and being like, that's mine.
For instance, like that song, what is it? Do You? The second track? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's really weird though.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just
it's
saying.
Really, that, I appreciate that. Because that song, I think the Do You song is really, like the beat is really awkward. But it's
that's
awkward.
Why, though, because it's kind of like, it doesn't hit your ear. Right, it was dissonant. There was this dissonance in there. And I went, whoa, that is so like planned out with a sample and like the quick stops. And you're just kind of talking about, like you mentioned, like
I'm
what is like Boulevard, Pale and Wheat and all these like little weird references.
Boulevard.
And at some point in time, I literally was just like fist pumping in my kitchen and was laughing. And my wife's Elise yelling at me, like, you're going to wake up the baby in the next room. And I'm just like, no. This is too, you don't even understand what I'm hearing right now.
Soon I take the stage, just like it clears out. All the bad vibes, that is. That is. Before I take this drink, I pull another stout. Time moves on, my kids. Whether drinking Boulevard or weed or pale, I hope you're doing well. They call me Miles Bonnie, that's my real name. Got no time for silly games. Like what you're doing in this lifetime. Hope it serves you well. Whether you were broke or poor.
I feel like I'm trying to, I'm just kind of capture feelings. Like a lot of, like, I really don't write songs. Really, it's like a lot of these are freestyles. And like, if I do a freestyle that I feel like, even if I'm not even saying any words sometimes, if I feel like, that was it, I'll build up the song around it.
Right.
Or I'll leave it and I'll just act like, no, that's it. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, if it's just like that.
I don't know.
Kind of with that synthy beat in there that just seems very like European, right. Like housey. Blissed out a little bit. I felt like maybe there was an extra little warmth or like fuzz in there that was good. And then to then again to play off these kind of whimsical beats, and then you know you're singing a little bit.
Yeah
dude, it's
thanks. I mean, basically that was the process. Like I sat on the beats forever, and then I was listening to, I was like, all right, I know that these beats are supposed to be this project, and everybody that knows me really well knows that I've been talking about this theoretical project. I mean, if you read this thing that came out on the Kansas City Star in 2006, I was already talking about Incense and Wine. So much of music during a certain period of time was, hey, I want to act like I'm really professional and try and convince as many people as possible that I'm on the par of all these famous people. Now it's kind of the opposite, because all these famous people, it doesn't really exist anymore.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? The independent is the new reality. Rough. That want to collaborate or take pictures with artists they really don't know in order to put them on the internet. Like, that's not my thing,
right?
And I've avoided it in a lot of instances, you know? It's like, okay, perfect example. I hesitate to say it again, but it was a pretty far out experience. Just as someone who had no connection otherwise. Yeah. But anyway, so I was at his house and I got an email from Chrissy Murderbot.
Okay. Yeah.
Saying, Diplo Miles, Miles Diplo. And I was just like, what? So then eventually worked it out where I flew to Sweden in the middle of the tour to hang out with Diplo, right? It was really weird, etc. But just to get to the point that I have a video that I'm going to put up soon just because it exists, but I didn't take any video or any pictures and be like, hey, everybody, look at me. You know, and he was even a little weird about it. Whatever. Okay, like, I'm not going to get all of it. But he's cool. He was nice to me and all that. You know, he knows what happened. But I've been real cautious about that my whole career.
Right.
Like, I'm not the dude that's going to be like... I'm not into manipulation. That's what it gets down to. I'm not interested in manipulating other people. And it's just a waste of time. I mean, it's disrespectful, you know? And I'm not trying to pull any...
Right.
Wool or polyester over anybody's eyes.
Right.
For anybody's eyes.
Right.
For anybody's eyes.
Right. Anyway, well, hey, Miles, thank you for doing this. I highly recommend this album. I mean, I really think it's the best thing you've made to date. You've been listening to ADD, your local Lawrence podcast. This is Jason, your host, and go out and get Miles Bonney's Incense and Wine. Sick. Awesome. Could change your life. You're going to love it. You'll make babies and listen to this music.
Oh boy. I did.
Shout out. To the galaxy.
So we're in the basement, we're in the
middle. Don't brag.
It's insane.
He has access in places you don't know exist.
I love it.